It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Right From the Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA, yeah, what?
I keep forgetting this talk button ain't working. I was asked, Bo, you said that
Mike the Tiger is going to be on the sideline on Saturday versus Alabama.
Like in a cage?
I assume so.
Yeah.
I saw that Paul Skeens and his nice...
Paul and Livy, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be the guest pickers.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, LSU, royalty, have them up there.
Yeah.
I looked it up. We just call it Husky Purple.
Okay. Husky Purple.
Husky Purple.
And what, it's darker, isn't it? Like a...
It's inspired by the deep purple hues of Mount Rainier.
Oh, it's not dark. Yeah.
That's what the website says.
Deep purple.
Yeah, it's a deeper purple.
It is.
It is
a deeper purple. You're
you guys
think a lot.
Well, you know how we feel about Rainier.
We love it.
Yes.
We love it. Love the name. They might change it.
To what?
The Native American name, Tahoma.
Are you going to change Jack's name?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I think he's just going to be Jack Rainier,
okay.
One way or the other.
Going to change Jack's name?
There's a lot of stuff up there that if they change the name of the mountain to Tahoma, like they did McKinley, it's Denali, right, in Alaska. Like there's a whole street. There's a valley that I grew up in called Rainier Valley. DeJounte and all those guys went to Rainier Beach.
Right.
Is it going to be Tahoma Beach now?
Sounds like it.
Maybe. I guess we'll have to legally change his name.
Yeah, man.
Jack Rainier Bunker to Jack Tahoma Bunker.
Jack Tahoma. I like that.
I like Rainier better, but Tahoma's not bad. All right. Mason's in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, fellas?
Hey,
my question today is, who's the one player on the Falcons that doesn't get the recognition he deserves? So, you know, we're not talking Jesse, Kirk, Tyler. We're not talking no big names. Who's that one guy that needs a little extra credit?
All right. That's a good question. Thank you, Mason.
I think Mike Hughes played pretty good this year.
Okay.
I think Mike Hughes is good.
That's a good one. He gets, like, no
credit.
Yeah,
I think Mike Hughes played pretty good this season.
Okay.
On an offense, Ray-Ray.
Ray-Ray's been playing well.
Ray-Ray's been playing well.
Had to spot start Ray-Ray in fantasy last week.
Nice.
That worked out.
Touchdown.
Yeah, that got very lucky.
Nice.
I had one. And maybe he's under. Like, I think Kadarius Hodge has done an amazing job when he comes in for
– Yes.
For Drake, because Drake's been injured a couple of times this year. Obviously had that game-winning touchdown against Tampa. But he's just done a nice job when he's come in. Like, they haven't really skipped a beat.
He's definitely been the next man up.
Yeah.
In a good way.
We asked Dwayne Ledford, the offensive line coach, about this guy. I think Matthew Bergeron's been really good.
Yes.
Like, the left guard, you don't talk that much about the guards. We talk more about
Lindstrom.
That's
why they pick offensive lineman, because I was like, yeah. Because Bergeron, I mean, he's just, like, since day one.
He's good.
Since day one,
he's
bro.
Just solid.
He's game in.
Yeah, he's really solid. Adam's in Ontario, California, or Canada?
What's up, y'all?
Oh, hey, Adam.
Yeah, Ontario, Canada.
Okay.
Oh, we big up there in the north.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about cold and windy outside up here, enough to make your nose run. But a while back, I called and asked Andy to rank the golfers at the station.
Okay.
Y'all remember that?
Yep, I do. I remember it.
So,
vividly.
Andy, I ain't heard nothing about it. They going to invite you to the golf tournament or not, the Brown Grass Classic?
Oh, yeah, we'll be there. I think we're broadcasting
you gonna be out
that.
There?
Yeah, we'll be out
you
there.
You playing in it?
Well, we're on the air.
Was it?
The Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic.
When is that?
November 25th.
Okay.
Eagle Watch Golf Club.
Where's that one at? Have you been to that one?
Yeah, up that way.
Oh, yeah, that way.
North. I don't know. It's up that way.
Okay.
We went there last year and did the show from there.
Okay.
And then we got to play. I played like five holes.
Okay. Well, after. I mean, is it two? Like, why don't you just ask to play?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like,
I'd rather do the show.
Yeah, I was going to see if you get a chance to back up your number one seed.
Oh, I mean, I guess not yet, but I will someday be able to back up.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, I'll talk to y'all.
All right,
it's
safe,
hard
because
all the
be
times
safe.
When we're at golf tournaments, we're on the air during the golf tournament, so we don't get a chance to play. But, yeah, I feel no one's, like, disputed what I said, I don't think.
What'd you say?
That I was the best golfer at the radio station.
Who's better than you?
I don't know.
I've never seen...
Nobody deny, I don't think, argues that.
I've never seen Carl or Mike play. I know Bo and Big Mike played in the ones on Friday.
Yeah.
I don't know how they play. And Abe said he can't beat you?
Even Abe says he can't beat me, so...
Oh, okay. Well, look at my dude.
Smoking Joe Patrick is pretty good, and I think he wants a rematch. So we might do that sometime.
Oh, you beat him?
Well, we played on that horrible golf course. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I did, but it was...
Well, no. No.
He wants to play on a real golf course.
No, what the hell's wrong with that? Was that 18 holes?
I don't even remember. It might have been. They have
tee boxes. They have a green. Sounds like a real golf course to me.
Sounds like a damn golf course to me. Don't be that damn doggone letting Joe Patrick minimize your win.
Well, I'll beat him anywhere he wants to play.
Exactly.
I'm just saying he wants a rematch.
Exactly.
And we'll do it someday.
I don't know if it's a real course. That sounds like something Joe said.
It was not a nice course.
No matter.
Joe booked it. Mike is in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
All right, guys. Real quick. Y'all was just talking about this. Lockjaw's for real in 95 in the Navy in boot camp. They put a cube in my mouth to get my teeth. And when they took it out, my mouth didn't shut. And it hurt to get your jaw reset.
I bet.
Out to sea, tornadoes and sea create a big whirlpool. Oh. It's the weirdest thing to see. And Port Taylor, it's like the Colt 45 of wine. It'll knock you down, make you take two steps sideways.
Sounds good.
My question today, between you and Randy, think of an actor that got a three-way movie. Tom Hanks got Forrest Gump, Green Mile, Private Ryan.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy got Coming to America, Life, and Harlem Nights.
Okay.
What other actor can compete with that?
Oh, geez. I mean, Denzel's got about 15 movies.
Tom Cruise,
Robert De Niro.
Yeah, Matt Damon.
Matt Damon's got a lot of good movies.
Yeah, Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith has a lot of good movies.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. Those are good ones, though.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Yeah. But Samuel
Jackson, a lot of really good movies.
Yeah. The Rock. Well, you never seen Rock movies.
I've only seen a couple of them.
Yeah.
I saw Jumanji.
Oh, God.
It was fine.
Oh, God. It was fine. Jumanji.
Well, I mean, what other Rock movies are there?
None.
I saw... What other
Earthquake?
Ones?
Skyscraper. There's...
I did not like Skyscraper.
Skyscraper, no. San Andreas.
I saw that.
I like San Andreas.
It was fine.
I don't like Skyscraper.
Walking Tall, The Rundown.
Mm-mm.
No.
Some of the older, no.
What's the one where he was the Tooth Fairy? Yeah. Was it called The Tooth Fairy?
Oh, yeah. Game Changer, or was it Game Plan, something?
I didn't see that one.
He's the one where he's a coach in a jail.
Didn't see that one either. They all sound really good. So The Rock put him on that list, too. All right. Norris is in Braselton. Hey, Norris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello, Norris.
All right, so going back to the first caller, the player I think that actually deserves some credit is Ryan Neusel. Honestly, I was really, really nervous when we lost Dahman earlier, so I would go there. But other than that, I got an NIL opportunity that I think that if any Georgia Bulldog wide receiver is listening at this moment, should take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever seen the movie Little Giants,
yes. You
know, he takes him to the to the grocery store and starts throwing toilet paper rolls at him.
Right.
So he can get soft hands and he can catch the ball. And I wanted to see if y'all thought that might be a good idea. Get Carson up at the Walmart throwing some Charmin down the hall so these boys can hang on to the ball.
We can see.
I think that's a good idea.
I saw they got some new recruits coming in. I saw Go Dogs.
Yes, some big receiver.
Yeah, got some big receiver. Is his commitment, quote unquote. Is his commitment still open?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. The last time he committed to a team, he said, but my commitment is open.
Oh.
So is his commitment open or is he coming to Georgia?
If you got the Go Dogs, I think he's coming.
Okay, because
right?
my boy Coley be mixing it up now.
Yeah, right.
Coley go
right.
get him, but I just want to know.
I think they got him.
Yeah, okay.
Big body receiver, right? 6'4".
I don't know. Is he committed?
I think he's committed.
Is the commitment still open?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
Sorry.
It's an open relationship.
Yeah.
Oren says he's committed. All right, Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
I know he did commit it, but I remember when he committed to Florida State, but he said, I'm going to Florida State, but what did he say?
I don't trust
my recruitment is still open.
I don't trust guys who are committed.
Is his recruitment still open?
I don't trust guys who are committed until they're on the field with the helmet on.
Yep. I just want to know. Never mind. You know what? Good for you. Welcome. Welcome, youngin.
Well, I can't welcome him yet.
I know. I can't do that.
Not
good
there
for
yet.
Him. Good for him. Yeah.
Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
What's going on, fellas? Yo, I'm telling you, I actually got out of work early and tried to see if they was going to put something when the Hawks played the Knicks, you know what I'm saying, for the Coin of the New Towns. I didn't hear nothing, but they should do the two live crew thing.
Yeah, they didn't.
You know what I'm saying? But another thing I was going to say, if y'all could own a snack or a meal at a game, what would it be and what would it be the name for it? Thank you.
If you can do what?
You got a snack at a game, so like stadium food named after you.
Mm-hmm.
We could do the Andy and Randy candy stand.
Okay.
There you go.
There we go.
And we just sell candy.
Yeah, we sell candy. You know,
that's three rhymes.
I ain't picky, Brian. You know, like, we got to get something like.
I've been eating a lot of nachos lately.
You know you want a sweet potato with some buttery goodness on it. Yam?
Yams.
Oh.
Randy's yams?
I don't.
Randied yams.
Randied yams. That's there it is.
There it is. Yams. We got there.
Randied yams. There it is.
Takeaways
right
of the day.
That's it.
We can't do it.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Takeaways of the day, every day to wrap up the show.
Keith Sweat has a candle.
Multiple.
Joe Patrick is a Chardonnay guy. And Abe is Elijah from Unbreakable.
Randy's been eating skins since before he had teeth.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so yeah.
$139, a lot of money for some wax.
Yep.
And Joe Patrick drinks Chardonnay because it's easier to say than Sauvignon Blanc.
I had a couple of them. You guys took some, but I got this one still. Joe Patrick be at weddings worried about mouth stains.
He did say that.
You drink too much red wine, your mouth will stain.
Stain what color? True.
Red.
Your mouth or your teeth?
Teeth, tongue, mouth,
okay,
the whole deal.
Okay, but the way y'all said like it ain't going to go away.
Oh, it'll go away eventually, but it's like you got that wine tongue, you know? You don't want that. Tongue? Nobody wants that wine tongue. I've been there. It's treatable. Treatable. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. They're at Taco Mac in Marietta. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.